A former Minnesota Attorney General, U.S. Senator and Vice President under President Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale is one of America's most accomplished politicians. At 78, he's also become an elder statesman in the Democratic Party. I caught up with him earlier this week. We talked about the Democratic Party, his time in the White House, and he also compared President Carter's approach to foreign policy with the current president's approach.
Our idea was that through the president, the United States would try to lead in the world through example, through principle, through the energy and force of our society, and that we would try to hold the trust of Americans across the board. 4 years of this neocon experiment under Bush and Cheney was an entirely different idea. It was one of unilateral assertion of American power under the flawed idea that these other nations would just bend to our power and we could have our way. And, of course, it has failed, as we can see demonstrably in Iraq and in terms of public opinion polls about what people think of us around the world. But also there's, to me, a disturbing insensitivity to American constitutional principles, laws, and traditions in America. This policy of moving toward Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and using torture and cruelty contrary to our own laws and to our treaty obligations, and the abuse of intelligence leading up to the war, which caused the administration to tell the American people things we now know were a big mistake, if not a deliberate misuse of evidence.
When you look at the war and you see what many are characterizing now as the quagmire that the president finds himself in, I know during the Vietnam War you tried to toe the line and stay with President Johnson in terms of where he was until 1968 and the Tet Offensive. Where do you think this administration has to go in order to win back the American people?
Let me just say that the mistake I made on Vietnam is the one thing in my life that I wish I could redo. I was not looking at the facts the way I should. And
do you think you were blinded by patriotism?
No, I think it was more the idea of I had this European analogy in my mind that you had to fight communists in Vietnam just as we should have fought Hitler earlier in Europe, and failure to do that. It's a complex thing, but that's what I was thinking about. I was wrong, and I changed. And one of the reasons that I find what we did in Iraq so unsettling is that it's as though we didn't learn from history.
You think it is the same kind of problem that Vietnam became for the United States?
I don't think it's identical, but I think there was this idea that is now widely reported that if we just knocked out Saddam Hussein, just like Poland and other nations, it would quickly become a unified democracy. Of course, if you looked at the history and the experience of others in Iraq, one would, I think, come to a different conclusion, as we've learned the hard way here.
Mr. Vice President, I want you to take a look at your party, the Democratic Party, today. When you started to come to national prominence, you and Hubert Humphrey and others were probably proud of the liberal tag that was given to you. That does not seem to be the case with today's Democrat. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Well, I think times have changed. In other words, when Humphrey started in national politics in 1948, we had a different set of issues, like Social Security reforms, Medicare, Medicaid. None of that had been passed. Now, I think we're in a different time, and what is progressive and what is needed for reform differs from what it did in those days. So I think it's important to keep the idea that we should just keep repeating what we did 50 years ago. I don't think Hubert would be that for that, and I'm not for that.
Though it seems to me that Democrats always stood and towed the line for correcting the social ills of the underdog.
Yeah.
That seems to be on the back burner today, though.
Well, if you look at which party is trying hardest to improve health care, to improve education, which parties are trying to do a better job in protecting the environment, and in supporting non-discrimination in America. I think there's a pretty clear contrast between the two, and I think the Democrats have been quite loyal to those goals.
We talked about the late 60s, early 70s. Again, when you were coming to national prominence, one of the things that was on the front burner then was race relations.
Absolutely.
When we take a look at it today, Mr. Vice President, that still is a troubling aspect of this country, the big taboo, as I call it. Where do you see that today, and what would you like to see politically happen?
Yeah, let me say that I told you how sorry I was about my early position on Vietnam. One of the things I'm really proud of is to have been a part of what I call the adoption of the Great Civil Rights Acts, which together with Supreme Court decisions, I think really did eliminate official discrimination in America, something that was 250 years late, but we got it done. The problem is in the rest of the disadvantages that people of color face in America, the so-called de facto issues. And I would say that there remains a lot to be done, a lot to be done in that area.
All right. Well, Mr. Vice President, we thank you so much for your time. Very, very pleased that you're on the show and good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
That was former Vice President Walter Mondale.